WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:39 in Sprockets, Hunter.
Boy.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, what is something or things that your coworkers do that you wish they would stop?
All right, I'm going to call, I got two of them. I'm going to call two of our employees up. Yeah. Who do you want first?
Are you going to call them out by name?
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. Come
on. All right, cool. What do you got?
Yeah. Who do you want first, Benny or Steph?
Benny.
All right, I'm going to call Benny up. Benny, quit lifting up your damn shirt all the time. Dude, the kid barely has a shirt on in the radio station. I'm serious. And it's not like he's ripped. It's not like he's got, you know, some Schwarzenegger ripped beach body. He's got... What's his body shape like? Ren from Ren and Stimpy.
That's pretty much spot on.
Basically what
it is. If you don't know who we're talking about, just look up Ren and Stimpy. He's the little guy.
Chihuahua.
The Chihuahua
dog. He's a skinny little guy. He's
shaped like a cartoon Chihuahua.
A little pop belly. Just a little. But for some god-awful reason, Benny just loves to pull his shirt up.
He has no problem with it. It's weird.
Okay. He's like, guys, check this out. I'm like, he's always tapping.
He's always slapping his belly.
You're right.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
All right, what does Steph do?
Steph, you want to call her out?
Yeah, okay. Call her out. That's right, we're doing today.
Well, Steph's our night girl now. She does what, 8 to 1?
8 to midnight.
So Steph's our night girl now. And you know what? She called us out on Facebook Live. Oh, look at this man cave. Look at these pictures of these guys everywhere. Look at, they got pictures of girls. I'm like, yeah, it's the IRX studio. It's our damn studio.
That's right.
So I'm going to call her out for moving everything around at night. So we come here in the morning. You know, my headphones are over like in the cabinet. You know, the mice are all different spots, you know. Granted, it's usually pretty clean, so I got to give that to her.
She cleans it, but we don't like it clean.
All right. But it's just like your typical woman. She cleans and she moves, takes your stuff around, and moves it around to where you don't know where it's at. You know, I'm an organized mess, if that makes any sense.
Like controlled chaos.
Controlled chaos. It's a chaos, but I know where everything's at.
Yeah. Can't believe you called out our coworkers on air.
Yeah, you like that, Steph, Benny.
Benny, listen, and feel free to call us out later on, guys. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
But Benny's not going to have anything to say.
No.
Because we're perfect.
Yeah.
925-WIRX, 925-9479.
And you know what? Another thing, Benny. Benny, when you walk through a door and you go inside, you take your damn sunglasses off. Dude, the kid wears his sunglasses 24/7. You know, it's because he's young, and like when you're young, like if you wear sunglasses, you think you look cool.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, man, I really look like a rock star, don't I, wearing these sunglasses everywhere.
The nicest, most expensive sunglasses in the world could make Benny look cool.
He didn't even buy them. His dad gave him his Oakleys. You know, and he's wearing them while he's on air. I'm like, come on, man.
This has turned into Hunter bitching about Benny, and I absolutely love it. All right, let's take a quick break. Comment on Facebook. Give us a call. What do you wish your coworkers would stop doing? We'll be back. 7:49. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, man?
What do you wish your coworkers would stop doing? Mine's pretty simple. I wish they would stop making a mess of the bathroom.
Yeah.
It is insane how filthy our bathrooms are.
Well, I mean,
I shouldn't say, but it's like there's no reason for pee on the seats or on the floor.
Yeah.
Flush the toilet.
You know what I'm thinking? I was thinking about this too while we were off air. You know, you ladies have it good. You know, without having to have pee on the seat.
Yeah.
You know? And then they get mad when the seat's up. I'm like, what do you guys just drop trousers and just sit down? Like, you don't look at the toilet?
Look, for God's sakes.
You know?
Running in there like, don't got time to look. I'm just going in there.
Like, imagine being a dude and just dropping trousers and then just sitting down. Like, you're going to get either a wet ass.
Yeah.
Or you're going to fall in.
Yeah, something. You're going to get something. It ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah.
And besides, you got to check for spiders and snakes, first of all. We got some comments on Facebook. Carla said, my employees on their damn cell phones playing stupid games. I wonder. There has to be a study about how much phones have affected and internet has affected productivity at work.
Yeah. Probably a lot.
A lot.
You know?
Think about us.
People used to like actually work to just get through work.
Yeah.
Because it makes the day go by faster.
Now
you can just scroll through Facebook.
Gee, anything done today? Absolutely not.
No.
Let's see. Alicia said making unnecessary noises, pen tapping, drums, nail clipping at their desk.
Oh,
if I
really?
Can hear you eat. Oh,
who's clipping their nails at their desk?
I feel bad because I tap a pen a lot. You know I do. I click and I tap. It's nervous.
Doesn't really bother me though.
No?
I think because I have a nervous tic too. Something. All right, that's annoying. Stop.
You son of a bitch. Stab you with that pen. Let's see. Rebecca said complaining about their wages. If you're unsatisfied so much, go elsewhere. You know, I think that's actually coworkers complaining about work.
Mm.
That can get a little. Ugh.
You know what? You know another good one is the gossip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, gossip at work.
Yeah.
One of those things where you just, you know, here's a hint. Don't chime in on it. Just let
somebody, stay out of it. Let
somebody comes up to you and starts gossiping about somebody else in the workplace, and then you chip in. They're going to take your story and add it with theirs.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear what so-and-so said?
Yeah, and they're going to include you in on the BS, and sometimes then you're going to get fired.
If anything, just listen to it and then walk away.
Yeah.
Tracy said humming, whistling, talking, gossiping, God forbid, singing.
Jeez. Straight up singing at work,
yeah.
Huh?
Who, yeah, who's singing at work?
Three coins and a fountain.
There's a guy at the gym not too long ago who was straight up singing out loud. And I'm like, what are you psycho? What are you doing?
Right. Do you not hear that?
Just you're singing out loud.
Does he have headphones on at least?
Yeah. And he's, but still, though, why?
Yeah.
Why would you sing out loud?
Yeah.
That guy's a murderer. He's got bodies in his basement. let's see. Tristan said whistling, tapping, breathing.
People don't like whistlers, I guess.
It's that noise, that unnecessary noise.
Hey, what we called Benny out last break.
Yeah.
He just texted me back. I am ripped, you MF-er.
No,
he's been talked about him pulling up his shirt all the time.
It's funny. He messaged me, too. My eyes are sensitive.
Oh, and we also called him out for wearing sunglasses inside.
My eyes are sensitive. Yeah, so
what are you? What are you? All right, Blade.
Yeah.
Take your sunglasses off. What are you? Not a vampire. I just called Benny Blade.
Oh, my God. That's giving him too much credit.
Right.
Rock 10RX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, good morning. 8 o'clock. What do your coworkers do that you wish they would stop doing?
For God's sakes.
For God's sakes, wipe the seat off. You know, and taking food out of the fridge is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing just how people are just like, nope, this is mine now.
That's a weird thing. Why is that so popular?
You're stealing. I don't know why. Because people don't think they're going to get caught doing it or what? People have no morals or
like that's
life guidelines.
That's somebody else's food. Like, I'd feel guilty every bite. Yeah.
Brad said bragging about being better than you. Kayla said farting. Yeah, welcome to my world, Kayla.
Yeah.
I wish. Good God.
Yeah, you don't want to come into this studio.
I like Tim's. He said just being bitches. Stop it. Hey, just stop it. Being a bitch. Yeah. It's crazy, man. We're around these people. Like, I'm with you straight up, like, 5 hours nonstop in the morning talking.
Yeah.
And it's you don't do anything too bad. You do fart a lot.
Yeah. But I'm courteous. I walk out of the studio.
I can't say that I don't either.
Yeah.
Mine just smell better. Not as stinky.
Dude, I just got a message from Zach, our old boss.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Zach. I didn't mean to put it that way.
No, we got rid of you. Good.
Yeah. Jeez, man. I like Zach.
Yeah, listen carefully, Zach.
Zach's a good dude. We were talking about Benny and Steph earlier.
Yeah.
And he messaged me just the emoji of the face palm. He's like, tread lightly, man.
I can only imagine what Zach would say about us. Because we put him through hell.
Oh, he could do a whole show.
Oh, God.
He could do it. We put him through hell.
Yeah.
Just you know,
can we do this?
No. Why would you even think to ask?
Are you crying? Why?
Zach did took a lot of the blunt.
Oh, God, he took so much.
Some of the, we'd get emails of people, when you email and complain about the Plan B Morning Show, it goes through somebody, then it gets to us. He was like the interceptor.
He just had to take it.
And the mornings when we would get complaints about stuff we said or whatnot, he would walk in. He could just tell.
He wished we would stop sucking.
Right. He would
stop
it, guys. Like, guys, come on.
Face palm, literally, in real life.
He would.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more.